Number 2. In today's talk, I'd like to cover the 8 plays by William Shakespeare known as the Henriade. Now, the term Henriade comes from a 1969 book by Alvin Kernan. Kernan linked the 8 plays concerning the lives of English kings from Richard II in the 14th century through to the overthrow of Richard III by the first Tudor king, Henry VII, in the late 15th century. These works are more commonly split into 2 tetralogies, a tetralogy being a series of 4 plays. The first tetralogy to be written by Shakespeare was the second in terms of historical order, and contains the plays Henry VI, Parts 1, 2, and 3, and Richard III. It records the period of history known as the Wars of the Roses, which ended when the Tudor dynasty, in which Shakespeare was writing, began. It's important to note that Shakespeare himself did not write the plays as a tetralogy. Each play was an independent work, and this is merely a term we use to group the plays today for our own convenience. While the first Henriade contains one of Shakespeare's better-known works, namely Richard III, it is the second Henriade that critics regard as a true masterpiece. Kernan cites the large-scale heroic action of the plays. However, the human aspect of the characters, many of which appear many times throughout the tetralogy, are perhaps what makes this series of plays a truly great work. The central character in the second Henriade is most definitely Prince Harry, and it is his growth and later victory in the war against France as king, in Henry V, that gives us this powerful heroic character. These plays also contain the character of Falstaff as a contrast to Harry. While Harry becomes heroic, Falstaff represents many things that are wrong with society, such as drinking, having parties, and being dishonest. One of the main stories is that of Harry at first enjoying his time with Falstaff, but then becoming a good king to lead the country. Critics in the past have sought to place a political story behind the Henriade. Shakespeare, writing in the time of Tudor Queen Elizabeth I, certainly provides a narrative of historical chaos, which ends in the rise of order and modernity as the Tudor dynasty begins. However, the 2 tetralogies, especially the second Henriade, are so much more than just a political history. These plays represent one of the true peaks of English literature from a playwright at the height of his powers.